Hello, my name is Baz, and today I'm going to be reading you a part of a story called Them. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to be scared. I was walking through the forest to get away from them. Them. They were the worst. I had been running for a while, so I was glad to get away from them, but I knew they were following me, so I had to hide. As I was running, I saw a suitcase on the ground. It was a sort of green color, like a musky green, almost camouflage. I was confused about why it was there. I would regret going over to it. I would also regret opening the suitcase. At the time, I didn't know what was going on, but I trusted my gut. A little voice inside my head told me to go, so I walked over to the suitcase and opened it slowly. I grabbed the handle and pulled it open. It was a staircase. A staircase? I was so confused. Why a staircase? I stood there, astounded and confused, when I heard them yell at me. Without thinking, I ran down the staircase, closing the top behind me. As I ran down the staircase, it got darker and darker. Then, as I was entering the bottom, it was darker and damper, like I was entering the belly of a beast. And, as I reached the bottom, I saw a light up above. They were coming. I had to go. So, into the belly of the beast. As I ran into the dark, damp basement, I noticed my surroundings. Long hallways and many random doors. I could hear footsteps behind me. And, as I walked through the dark, damp basement, I hoped for a flashlight, or a candle, or anything that conducts light. At this point, you're probably wondering who I am, and who they are, and what this place is, and I will get to that. I was walking calmly when I heard a noise behind me. I felt a warm light on my back. I turned around, and I saw them. I started to run. I ran and ran and ran. I needed to get away. As I ran, I checked the doors. All locked. Locked. Locked, locked, until I saw a door ahead of me. It was open. I quickly ran inside and closed the door so they couldn't see me. Then, I sat down. I lay against the door and sat in peace and quiet. As I was getting up, I felt a light. I found a chain and pulled it. Bright light shot my eyes. I looked around and I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw a bed, more of a cot. I saw a wall with tally marks on it. I saw words written on the walls that said, "Let me out" and "Help." And then I saw a skeleton. A skeleton with tattered clothes. And on top of that, I wasn't that scared. I had lived through so much, it didn't faze me. I was a little scared, but not much. Below the skeleton was a red stain. I knew what it was. Blood. I hoped it was juice, but I knew it was blood. In the skeleton's hands was a note. I reached over to the note and I read it aloud. It said, "Dear Alexandra, I can't come home. I wish I could, but I will be sacrificed soon. Soon. I don't know how soon, but soon. I hope that you take care of our daughter, and I want you to know that I love you. I can't tell you where I am, but I will say this. Don't come to me. They will get you. And whatever you do, protect our daughter with your life. I can't tell you who they are, but don't trust them. You will know them when you see them. I love you, and I want you to know my love for you is like sand. It may come in small bits, but there is a lot of it. And even though the water may wash it away, it grows, day and night. I must go, but please stay safe. Thomas. And that's all that was there. At the time, I wish I knew what had happened to Alexandra, and I still wonder what happened to her. And at this point, you're probably still wondering what is going on. And wait, I will tell you, but you have to wait. I wondered if every room was like this, and if this was a prison. And then, I noticed something in his hand. A knife. No bigger than a kitchen knife. It was wiggly and had a skull on it. I wondered if he sacrificed himself. I left the room, taking the note with me. I thought I might go back to the beginning and exit there. But they were smart. They probably had people waiting there. Before I left, I looked at the skeleton. I wish that I could have helped him and Alexandra and their daughter. I walked out of the door and went forward. I had a feeling in my stomach, as if something was watching me. As if there was a great presence in the room. I hope you enjoyed that part of them. Come back next time to find out what happens to our mysterious main character, to find out who they are, and to find out what happened to Alexandra. My name is Baz, and that was scary.